This is Alicia, and welcome to the College Life Podcast. I am super passionate about education, personal development, growth, and bringing out the best in every college student. This podcast will help motivate you, empower you, and bring you clarity and confidence in who you are, in your purpose, and help you take action toward a life you love. Don't wait until you graduate to live your best life. Let's start now. What's up, and welcome to the College Life Podcast. It's Alicia here, and today I am going to be talking about how to recognize and ask for help. I was actually debating on what I wanted to talk about today, so I started reflecting on my work with my students at the university that I work with, and I was trying to get a sense of, okay, what is really happening with a lot of my students? And so this really came up a lot this past, I would say these past 2 weeks. So I just wanted to bring it up to you to do sort of a check-in with yourself. It's about the middle of the semester, and I want you to take 5 minutes and really think about, how are you really doing? How are you? And I want you to be as honest as possible whenever you ask yourself this. So how are you doing financially? How are you doing academically? How are you doing socially? How are you doing in your health? And that can be mental, it can be physical. How are you doing in just balancing everything? Just how are you really doing? And I want you to think about that for a second. Sometimes there are signs in our life of things not necessarily going that well, and we can ignore those pretty easily if we would like. And I'm just asking you to maybe not ignore those things. So in order to really recognize that you need help, you have to be really honest with yourself. This is not easy, and some of us will kind of brush it aside over and over and over again until we absolutely have to ask for help. And I'm just going to challenge you to think about it a little bit differently. And again, if you can take inventory now to say, there are some signs that maybe I'm not doing as well in this area. So sometimes I'll work with a student and they will come into my office and say, hey, Alicia, you know, how's it going? And I'm like, oh, good. How are you doing? And they're like, oh, things are really good. And then I start asking questions and things are not good. They're actually not great at all. And I think there's a lot of factors here. Some of us just don't want to ask for help. And then others of us don't even know that we need help. And so this is just a reminder for you to really just check in with yourself to see how you're really doing and really reflect on the past 2 weeks. And if you do need help, as far as asking for help, there's a lot of different places on campus that you can go. So these are the ones that I've seen be really helpful for students, particularly when they're asking for help and when they need help. But I want you to think about for you and what makes sense for you. So a couple things that I see are the counseling center can be really helpful at this time of year. It's the middle of the semester. There's a lot of stress and a lot of students feel very overwhelmed. So that can be a really great resource. Your academic advisor can be really helpful, especially if you're struggling in a specific class. They are very aware of the different resources that are available on campus, specifically in your major. And so that could be a really great resource for you. Your professor might also be a really great resource. The financial aid office could be a great resource if you're struggling. I know that there are usually some free resources as far as food goes on campus. So if you are struggling to pay for something like food, that's on campus. Another thing that I see a lot with students right now is they're not feeling connected socially. And that is a really, really hard one. And I've talked about this before in another episode as far as how to make friends. But just reflect on how your friendships are going and really see, like, what types of friends are you really looking for? A lot of times we just make friends by happenstance, like whoever's kind of next to us at the time. And how can you be more intentional about the types of friends that you're making, but also just making friends in general? It's so interesting that when I reflect on my own experience in college, phones were a thing, but we were not attached to them like students are today. And even like I am today, like I definitely am attached to my phone in a different way than I was when I was in college. But you can see it if you're just walking and you see a line at your coffee shop. You can see everybody's on their phone and nobody's talking to each other. And in the past, maybe not always, but you would potentially talk to somebody in line at a coffee shop. So it's just something to kind of consider and think about. How can we engage socially in a different way? Because I don't think what we're doing right now is really working. Not only probably where you're at, but this is a national, and I want to say it's likely an international issue as well. And we have to figure out creative ways to connect with one another. So that's kind of thinking about how to recognize that you need help. I did want to say one more thing about the signs. So one thing could be like you think that you're doing well, but you didn't do so hot in your first test. That could be a sign that maybe you need to ask for help. I would just say you probably need to reflect, like, how hard did I study? Did I actually study? Do I even know how to study? I'm thinking about doing an episode on how to study, because that is something that I talk about on a regular basis, but I'm not sure, you know, it's not always the most fun to talk about, so I've been trying to put it off. But you have to kind of look for signs as far as, you know, when is it the right time for me to ask for help? And then I want to talk about the how to ask for help. So it can be really awkward, it can be weird, but once you do it, you feel so relieved. Like, why was I waiting so long? Why didn't I just ask sooner? Most people on your campus are pretty kind, and if they're not, give me a call, because, you know, I hate that crap. That's really freaking annoying, and I do not, you know, I obviously do not support that, because I work on a college campus, and if I send a student to somebody and they're not very helpful, that's really frustrating, right? But you have to go into somebody's office and just say, hey, I need help. Can I talk to you for a minute? I'm kind of having a hard time. And then you just kind of start talking and you see how they can help you. Again, most people on your campus are going to be there to support you, and they really want to see you not only just like survive, but thrive on campus. And so really just trying to recognize, when do you need help, and then how to ask for it. There's really no magic formula. You just got to start opening your mouth and saying, I think I need help. I don't really know what I'm doing. But that's really the first step to figuring out what you actually do need to do and moving forward. There was something in my life that I was really trying to avoid. And instead of avoiding it, I ended up just saying, okay, I need to ask for help in this area, because I really have no freaking clue how to do this. I've never done anything like this before. So it was so helpful too, like whenever I actually asked. So I think it's just something that we have to learn how to do better as a generation, as a society, that you don't have to go through this alone. That's why you're listening to the podcast. That's why you're trying to make friends and build relationships that are meaningful. That's why you want to live a meaningful life. And in order to do those things, you're going to have to recognize and ask for help. And so I'm going to just ask you again to really think through, how are you really doing this semester? How are you? And be as honest as possible with yourself. I hope that this was just a quick episode to get you to think a little bit about recognizing and asking for help. If you have any questions about it, don't hesitate to reach out to me at thecollegelifecoach@gmail.com or on Instagram at thecollegelifecoach. I'd love to do a question and answer soon. So if you have any questions about college that you want me to answer on the podcast, I would love, love, love for you to send those to me, because if you have that question, there's likely somebody else who also has that question. Be brave and ask it. Send it to me right now. And I just wanted to say that thank you all. I really appreciate you, and I will catch you in the next one. Have an excellent week.